compassion is forever the watchword. Granny Weatherwax looked around the sitting room with barely concealed scorn. There were altogether too many tassels, bead curtains, astrological charts and black cats in the place. Granny couldn't abide cats. She sniffed.
Is that the tannery?
She said accusingly.
Incense, said Hilter.
She rallied bravely in the face of Granny's scorn.
The customers appreciate it, she said. It puts them in the right frame of mind. You know how it is.
I would have thought one could carry out a perfectly respectable business, Hilter, without resorting to parlour tricks, said Granny,
sitting down and beginning the long and tricky business of removing her hat pins.
It's different in towns, said Hilter. One has to move with the times.
I'm sure I don't know why. Is the kettle on?
Granny reached across the table and took the velvet cover off Hilter's crystal ball, a sphere of quartz as big as her head.
Never could get the hang of this damn silicone stuff, she said. A bowl of water with a drop of ink in it was good enough when I was a girl. Let's see now.
She peered into the dancing heart of the ball, trying to use it to focus her mind on the whereabouts of Esk. A crystal was a tricky thing to use at the best of times, and usually staring into it meant that the one thing the future could be guaranteed to hold was a severe migraine. Granny distrusted them, considering them to smack of wizardry. For two pins, it almost seemed to her the wretched thing would suck your mind out like a whelk from a shell.
Damn thing's all sparkly, she said, huffing on it and wiping it with her sleeve.
Hilter peered over her shoulder.
That's not sparkle. That means something, she said slowly.
What?
I'm not sure. Can I try? It's used to me.
Hilter pushed the cat off the other chair and leaned forward to peer into the glass depths.
Feel free, said Granny. But you won't find...
Wait! Something's coming through.
Looks all sparkly here, Granny insisted. Little silver lights all floating around, like in them little snowstorms and a bottle toys. Quite pretty, really.
Yes, but look beyond the flakes.
Granny looked. This is what she saw. The viewpoint was very high up, and a wide swathe of country lay below her, blue with distance, through which a broad river wriggled like a drunken snake. There were silver lights floating in the foreground, but there were, in a manner of speaking, just a few flakes in the great storm of lights that had turned into a great lazy spiral, like a geriatric tornado with a bad attack of snow, and funnelled down, down to the hazy landscape. By screwing up her eyes, Granny could just make out some dots on the river. Occasionally, some sort of lighting would sparkle briefly inside the gently turning funnel of motes. Granny blinked and looked up. The room seemed very dark.
Odd sort of weather, she said,
because she couldn't really think of anything better. Even with her eyes shut, the glittering moat still danced across her vision.
I don't think it's weather, said Hilter. I don't actually think people can see it. But the crystal shows it. I think it's magic, condensing out of the air. Into the staff?
Yes, that's what a wizard's staff does. It sort of distills magic.
Granny risked another glance at the crystal.
Into Esk, she said carefully.
Yes.
There looks quite a lot of it.
Yes.
Not for the first time, Granny wished she knew more about how wizards work their magic. She had a vision of Esk filling up with magic until every tissue and pore was bloated with the stuff. Then it would start leaking, slowly at first, arcing to the ground in little bursts, but then building up to a great discharge of occult potentiality. It could do all kinds of damage.
Drat, she said. I never did like that staff.